Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Darrell Ackerfelds. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Dodson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Marzano. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Sellers. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Butler reaches second base with a double. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo bunts towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burks hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball towards right. Snyder catches it and throws to first to double up Burks. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Boggs moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing center field. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Marzano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dodson strikes out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Marzano batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Owen. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Owen steals second. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Marzano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Butler is one for one in the game, with a double. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 0 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sellers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Romine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dodson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dodson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Romero catches it and throws to first to double up Bando. 2 outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marzano is 0-for-1 in the game. Marzano hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romine hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Owen. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Owen steals second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dodson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hinzo for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Carter reaches second base with a double. Franco moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. Carter tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Evans reaches second base with a double. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ackerfeld fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Eddie Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dodson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dodson hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Jones now pitching. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Marzano is 0-for-2 in the game. Marzano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Marzano reaches second base with a double. Owen moves to third. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Romine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romine strikes out. Two outs. Ed Romero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Romero is 0-for-3 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter fields the ball and throws to Jones covering. Safe. Owen scores. Marzano moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Bando reaches second base with a double. Tabler moves to third. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler tags and scores. Bando tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Butler hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Dodson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dodson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dodson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Two outs. John Marzano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Marzano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Marzano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.